We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello. Thanks for listening to a Wednesday edition of The Drive KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz, it's Jeff Lutz, it's Tom Thurber, it's Max Power, it's the regular crew in-house.
Stop yelling.
I don't yell.
That's what you're doing.
Tommy, do you feel like I'm yelling? Do you have to turn my pod down? See?
You are yelling.
If I want to yell, I'll yell. I had a good day on the golf course today.
No, you didn't.
It's any day on the golf course is a good day. Camaraderie. We played in the Pro-Am out at the Wichita Open, Crestview Country Club. Thanks to the folks out there for your hospitality. Just a great, great venue. And the Marge Page Pro-Am, that's the second time I've played in it.
How come they didn't ask me?
You're not a guy in this community yet. I mean, maybe
thank
someday.
God.
But they don't look, they don't go down the Rolodex and say, Bob Lutz, of course.
But you're 85.
Lutz, uh-uh.
Don't these establishments and places want to get somebody new in? Well, Bob Lutz is coming again for the 44th year in a row. I mean, doesn't that get tired for folks? Don't you want to see new faces?
What are you trying to say? Would you say the same thing about Mike Kennedy?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you say the same thing about Steve McIntosh?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Jack Oliver.
I mean, I love all these fellas, but...
So Jack Oliver, who helps us, by the way... We've got so many big-time musical interviews coming up, I can't keep track of them all.
Name a few.
I'm not going to, thanks to Jack Oliver. So now you're telling me they should put him out the path.
No, I'm just saying at some point, someone under 60 is going to have to become a household name in Wichita. That's all I'm saying.
What about Teddy Woodward?
Okay.
What?
Isn't he 50?
He's 50.
Are there any cool 28-year-olds in Wichita?
Yeah, but they're not in media. Maybe they are. I don't keep up with media much nowadays. Who's in the media?
I have no idea.
Who's over at Channel? Well, I keep up with my Channel 3 friends.
Of course.
They got some good people over there.
You got Devin Dito or Darren Dito?
Darren Dito and of course... Emily Younger.
Amanda Aguilar.
Lisa Teachman. My friend Jeff Herndon is over there.
It's quite a crew.
Katie Western. I mean,
yes.
I'm giving Channel 3 a lot of publicity
right
now.
That other girl.
What do you mean, that other girl?
I can't think of her name.
Stephanie Bergman.
She's still there?
Yes.
Congratulations. Steve Dennis still bumping around on Channel 3?
Now, see, you don't have these things.
What do you mean?
You're how much now? I honestly want to know. When I get a gig with Channel 3 to write one column a week, it's not anything.
When's the
huge.
Last time you wrote one?
It's they know the summer's iffy. They understand
but
that.
But why did you do that?
Because during basketball season, people want to read about basketball,
and you want to. And you, all right.
And I like writing. And here's the big thing that just drives you batty. I wanted to say another word, but I'll stop at batty. People apparently want me to do it.
Do you think 100 people have read your most recent KSN column?
Yes. Thousands.
Thousands.
At least 500.
Who visits? I'm not saying this to be snarky.
We put it out there on social
media.
But
who visits the KSN website? Is that
popular? What do you mean they have over 100,000 followers on Facebook?
I get that, but so does like the...
So every time they tweet out something or put it on Facebook, people see it.
Okay, so 500...
So now you're knocking Channel 3.
No, I'm not. But when's the last time you went to KSN.com just on your own?
I look at the news sites, and they all come up on Facebook. They're all. Do you not understand how this works?
I get how it works, but
you don't have to go seek out. They bring it to you. All you have to do is like their page, and you see everything.
Well, that is convenient.
But here, my larger point is, there's a tinge, maybe more than a tinge, of jealousy.
There's no jealousy, trust me. That's not even...
My journalism career, you don't have any sense of envy at all.
None.
That you would have liked to have done some of that. That you, maybe you would have liked
I
to
did
have,
just a lot of stuff in journalism.
But that maybe you would have got liked to do some of that stuff.
Like what?
Like cover a World Series. Or
would have been fun. I covered Major League Baseball for a little while. I covered Final Four. I covered the NCAA. I covered golf. I've done it all. So we've moved on.
Have you done another entry into your Eagles?
No, I might do that tonight.
See, this is my fear.
There's no
fear. And I'm going to stay on you.
There is no fear. When have I had time to do that?
Excited, sort of excited, kind of excited, not excited, taking a nap.
Oh, please.
That's how it goes with
That's
you.
Not. Just be quiet. That's just ridiculous. When have I had time?
I've seen it over and over.
Well, what's the next song?
What is the next song?
Is it like Take the Devil, number 4?
Zan, you got nothing to say about Take the
Devil. I really
Devil.
Don't.
There is nothing to say about that song.
I agree. It's one of the very...
And that's why you're putting it off.
What do I say about Take the Devil?
When you vowed to do this, I knew. I just knew.
Well, there would be some songs, of course, that it's Most of Us Are Sad is number 4.
Well, then you can write something about that.
What?
Because you're sad.
No, I'm not.
And you can relate. Most of Us Are Sad, at least, is a song that got some airplay, got some notoriety back in the early days. Take the Devil was never even...
And what am I going to say about Early Bird?
What are you going to say?
I don't know. It was cool in the documentary when they played that song when they did the little montage about their album cover.
Again, you put it out there.
Every song.
And now you got to do it.
I'm going to. Most of us are sad.
Do you know how many times I listened to that album?
Not
Eagles.
More than me, probably.
More than you. Because that was their first one. And it came out when I was in high school, and even though I didn't blow up on the Eagles until 1974, they were certainly on my radar immediately.
The only 3 Eagles songs I can't sing straight through are Most of Us Are Sad, Take the Devil, and Early Bird.
What about Nightingale?
Of course I can sing Nightingale. I love that song.
Well, I commend you.
And Trying, but...
You can't sing Trying, no. And there's others.
No, there aren't.
I'll bet.
Name one.
I'll bet you there are.
There aren't any others.
Certain Kind of Fool.
Yes.
The show today, ladies and gentlemen, is one that I am pumped up for. Of course, we have the NBA draft tomorrow. I don't know what we can offer you there, but I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to seeing who goes where and what trades potentially happen. What's your prediction on the shakeup of the NBA tomorrow night?
Not much tomorrow night, but as the summer progresses, there will be a lot, I imagine.
What if there's a trade tomorrow?
There might be, but I don't think it'll be a earth-shattering deal. I think that's stuff's going to play out over the course of July. That's my prediction.
Movie Mike Furches joins us today, and we'll be talking with him at 4:40. And then at 5:40, the guy, the pro that we played with today.
Who was we? Who else was in that group?
Some of our League 42 coaches.
Nice.
We were out there.
And you dragged him on the air.
He's looking forward to it.
You had a good time. What's the youngster's name?
We'll get to it.
Just tell me his name.
Joey Garber from the University of Georgia. Won a tournament earlier this year. Currently ranked 7th on the money list.
Well, he'll be in the PGA next year, then, most likely.
Well, if he keeps it up.
And he played well, and you didn't, is my guess.
You know what? I drove the ball okay. Nobody wants to talk about golf, even though the other day my talk about golf was darn good.
It was dude and exhausting.
Did you hear it?
Oh, I had to. It's just, you forced us.
Nobody likes hearing about other people's golf, except I think people like hearing about mine.
You think?
I do.
They don't.
I mean, Duda was in stitches.
No, he wasn't.
Tommy wasn't here. Max, do you remember the other day, Monday, after that first segment, Duda turned to me at the break and said, "That's a top 10 segment of all time." Look at Max, see? Max is saying thumbs up, yes.
Yeah, I'll miss that.
Oh, I love your envy.
There's no envy. I don't envy you, I promise.
Here's what I did today. I tweaked something, not in my elbow, but at the joint of my elbow. You know, where you bend your arm. And right above it, right in here in the lower bicep area, I did something on a swing today, and I'm not sure what it is. There's some pain there.
I'm sorry to hear that. You need to take it easy.
I'd like to know. I wish I knew somebody who could tell me. Somebody who could tell me what that muscle is there.
It's your bicep.
It's the lower bicep. The bicep is up here. It's a little hard to keep track of my bicep because it's fairly massive.
No, no question.
Well, there it is again.
Eduardo Escobar has 32 doubles. Discuss.
I don't care about Eduardo Escobar.
Last year he had 16. Now he's got 32 doubles.
The Cardinals lost today. My interest in baseball is zero.
Well, that's impressive, though.
32 doubles is amazing.
In 66 games. He's got a double every other game.
How many home runs?
He's got 12.
Well, that's the MVP.
And two triples. He's got 46 extra
bases. What's he batting?
305.
What's his OPS?
941.
We saw him play up in Kansas City. The guy's good.
He's apparently really good. Who knew?
He's really good.
Well, last year he had 254, 236 the year before that.
What is he, 24?
He's 29.
Wow.
He's just been a guy.
Well, they need a guy. Because they don't have many. They've been a disappointment. We're talking about the Twins.
They keep beating the Indians.
They didn't. You beat the White Sox today 12-0.
Yes.
For those of you keeping track, my team lost today. Jeff's team won. Tommy's team, the Tigers, lost. And by the way, Tommy, Joey Garber, who's joining us at 5:40, huge, huge Detroit sports fan. From the UP.
Tommy's unmoved by that. He did
why is he unmoved?
He did not emote or...
I thought he would have some reaction to that.
Nothing. I don't even know if he heard you.
Let me try this. Joey's mother, owns 12 radio stations in Michigan and 12 more in Colorado. So when he found out I did radio, we had a nice little chat about it.
That's good. You don't know anything about the inner workings, but I'm sure he clued you in on some stuff.
Listen, I don't necessarily know what it takes to own a radio station. I would assume you go in, you plop down some money and say, "I want this radio station."
I think that's all you do.
If you have enough money, you buy radio stations.
You buy air. That's pretty cool. It's a funny concept.
But he seemed to be pretty clued in as to the process of radio. So, again, he is our guest coming up at 5:40. Mike Furches will talk movies, pop culture, television at 4:40. And I don't know when I've been more excited about a Wednesday Top 10. Do you know?
I can't think off the top
of my
head.
Why don't you get excited once in a while? Why don't you live?
I'm fine, dude.
You're just a flat line.
Why do I need to be excited? About what?
About life. About the list we're going to roll out there.
For what? You were already mad at me.
I see the same thing with Tom. He doesn't get excited.
There's nothing to be excited about.
Max, does Max get excited?
No.
I'm working with a bunch of... dullards, for lack of a better term. I mean, you guys got to jump it up a little bit.
Good grief.
I like coming in and doing a energetic radio show.
Well, I'm not an excitable person. You're not going to get much out of me.
Even though half hour before the show started, Tommy Pham grounded out with the tying run at second base. That stuff bums me
Speaking
out.
Speaking of disappointments, Tommy Pham has to be up there a little bit.
Tommy's started to hit the ball better of late, but he had a tough May. The Cardinals are not an exciting team.
Marcell Ozuna's picked it up as of
late. Yeah, except for the last three games. He's 0 for 900. Yeah, he's actually batted 300 times per game.
Well, it's surprising they've
in the last three games, and that's how it seems.
Well, it's surprising they've kept him in for that many at-bats if he's been struggling.
But you know how a guy, when he has a chance and he just doesn't do it, it seems like he bats every inning.
No. That's not how it
seems. It seems like Dexter Fowler has been up every inning this year, and he's never gotten a hit. He is batting in the month of June 105 with no extra base hits. We're at June 20th, Jeff.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's down to 169 overall.
So what do you do with this guy? Why do you play him?
You don't play him.
Why do you ever play him?
He shouldn't play. You have outfielders. You put Harrison Bader in there, although he's not very good.
Harrison Bader's good. Harrison Bader will be an everyday outfielder. Have you watched him play? This is where your ignorance shines through.
He's not very good. He's got a .398 slugging percentage and a .317 on base percentage. Why would you put him in the lineup?
Just ignorant.
Why?
I can't talk baseball with you. You don't know
What's
anything.
What's good about him?
All you know is, and this is my fear of your generation and below, you're going to kill the game. Because all you do is look at abstract numbers.
Those aren't abstract. He doesn't get on base.
You look at numbers and you draw conclusions and you never see guys play.
So he doesn't get on base.
There are a bunch of baseball executives today in Major League Baseball who are never in the sunshine.
No, be quiet.
Seriously.
So explain to me Harrison Bader. He never gets on base and doesn't hit for power. What am I missing then?
He's on base percentage?
.317.
It's not great, but it's not just abysmal. And he's fast. He's tremendous defensively.
Yes, he is. So say that.
So he's a guy that needs to play more. It's hard to hit when you play two times a week.
Can be.
Yes. No, not can be. It is.
No, it can be. If you're a hitter, you just hit.
Oh my God! I'm serious. Now I'm going to say this, and I don't know where listeners come down on this, but I'm going to say this: for a guy who says he knows baseball, you don't.
I do. Yeah, I do. That you're just spouting myths. This EV can't hit if you only play twice. Of course you can hit. If you're a hitter, you hit.
It's hard to get a rhythm going. And I don't know if you believe in rhythm.
I don't.
No, you don't. You don't believe in any of that stuff. You don't believe in rhythm. You don't believe in getting hot. You don't believe in anything.
It's random. Baseball is a game of randomness.
Do people get hot in baseball?
No.
Oh, my God. You keep digging your hole.
They don't. They have stretches where they hit better than other stretches.
What do you call that?
Luck, mostly. Randomness, small sample size. You don't call it hot.
So a guy gets hot for 2 weeks and just ripping the cover off the ball.
Right. Anyone in
what's the difference?
Small sample.
What's the difference in those 2 weeks and the 2 weeks where he doesn't do anything?
Same answer. Small
Anybody who's ever played will tell you, you know what? I just don't feel right up there. And when they're hot, they'll say, the ball looks like a beach ball. Why is that? Why do those people?
Because they feel
Why do those people who are participating in the game, they're not sitting in a room with their computer on looking at OPBBG or whatever you look
God,
at.
God, you're so old.
They're actually saying, this ball looks like a beach ball. Every time it's thrown to me, I'm in a zone.
Because they feel like they need to explain the unexplainable.
You played the game at a very small level, low level. Didn't you ever have a point where the ball you're just hot?
Not really. Sometimes I hit and sometimes I didn't.
Maddening to talk to baseball. In fact, baseball's now off limits.
Okay.
Two baseball lovers.
You think?
I love it from an angle where I get it.
No,
I don't know why you love baseball.
I can explain baseball.
Because but I don't know why you love it. If you just
because I understand it.
No, you,
you try to find meaning in things that don't have meaning. I understand that there's no meaning in a 2-week sample of bats.
I think you've worn out this listening audience with this diatribe.
So some people think there's meaning in 80 at bats or 50 at bats. Like you can tell something.
No, not necessarily. I'm not saying there's meaning. I'm saying a guy gets hot. And his explanation for that is always, I'm seeing the ball.
So why did he stop seeing the ball? Do his eyes stop working? Or
it's the beauty of life, man.
It's there's nothing to it.
Sometimes you are in the zone, and sometimes you are not.
So
it's very evident to anybody who's ever played golf. Why do you shoot 65 one day and 73 the next?
Mechanics, probably. Course shape, fatigue. I mean, these are all, you can explain these things away. Again, small sample.
I've played good rounds of golf where it feels completely different than playing a bad round of golf. Because the swing feels different. The ball striking feels different.
Right.
The confidence feels different.
Every sport is about repeating your mechanics. That's why they talk about it in pitching and shooting, but the basketball, a golf swing, it's all repetition. And the more you repeat a successful delivery or swing or shot, the more likely you'll have long-term success.
I've gotten out of bed and I've felt good, and I know in that particular day that the activity I participate in, I'm going to be great.
So you're well-rested. That's good. Another way to explain it.
You can really point at any activity. Ping pong, badminton. I mean,
you don't have enough skill in either of those to be high.
I would murder you in ping pong.
Maybe.
Bill, you're on the show.
Hey, fellas. Hey, I kind of agree with Bob on this deal. I mean, you know, like playing billiards or shooting pool, you know, I mean, it's the same table and the same 15 balls and the same cue and all that. Just sometimes you're in the zone and you're feeling it and then boom, the very next day, it's like you just can't do it.
Sometimes you're running the table, and sometimes you can't get a ball to go.
So again, mechanics.
Right, and sometimes, you know, you'll just rattle the ball at the end of the you know, in the corner pocket. You know, 9 times out of 10, you drain it, and every once in a while, just in and out. And
so luck. Again, we got explainable aspects to all this. He
Bill,
just explained
Bill,
mechanics.
Jeff, you should be an attorney.
Yeah, here's what Jeff should be. Jeff should be out of the country when it comes to these kinds of debates. Thanks, Bill.
Well, that's a little harsh.
Well, a little bit, but I'm tired of it. Take a break, Tom.
I can't really argue anything. That's
when we return, Jason Duda steps in.
Really? All right, I'll see you.
Really? You'd leave?
Oh, yeah. If he came in, I'd bow out. I got things to do. I got some errands to run.
Back in a minute, The Drive on KFH.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.